From NPR Music, you're connected to All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan. Well, it's that time of year again. It's halfway through the year. We're doing our annual Best Music of the Year So Far poll. So go to the All Songs Considered blog and tell us your favorite three CDs of the year and your favorite three songs of the year. Go to npr.org/allsongsblog and post your nominations. And then later on, we'll put up a poll and you can vote for the best music of the year so far. A few years ago, a bassist and a singer with a punkish New York City band teamed up with a classically trained Filipino singer. She was based in Australia. Together, they're known as APSCI, short for Applied Science. They made a hip-hopish record in 2005, and now they've made a much more pop-oriented record coming out later this summer called Best Crisis Ever. The opening track is an incredibly contagious one. It's called Crazy, Crazy, Insane. Music by APSCI is obviously called Crazy, Crazy, Insane, and it's from a CD that comes out later this summer called Best Crisis Ever. Here's another song that'll be hard to shake. It's by the phenomenal Handclap Band, an eight-piece band making music that at times is reminiscent of the Tom Tom Club. It's partly dance beat, partly psychedelia, and completely fun. See what you think. It's called 15 to 20.
Five, 40, in the FBI. So what's it gonna take to get through to you? So what's it gonna take to get through to you? 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40. 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40. 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 45, 50. All that money's still riding the bus. All that money's still riding the bus. Suggestions at the savings and loan. We're speaking loudly and we're clearly on a megaphone. There's a red can, there's a blue can, there's a bright white can. There's a red can, there's a blue can, there's a bright white can. So take your left thumb and twist it in your right hand. You can see the dress around it, so just turn yourself in. We ain't asking again. We brought a lot of patience, but it's all wearing thin. 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40. 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40. 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 45, 50.
Music by the phenomenal Handclap Band. The self-titled record comes out on the 23rd of June. The song I just played is called 15 to 20. Moby has just made his best record in 10 years. Wait for Me is filled with beauty, sadness, and celebration. Moby made this record in his bedroom. This is from a musician who could find a much better equipped studio. Wait for Me is a record that seems to unfold as I listen. It reveals itself gradually and gently. And where most records are made with the listener in mind, hearing Wait for Me feels like peering into Moby's instincts and emotions. This song is called Study War.
Study war, no more. Finally, brethren, after a while, the battle will be over. For that day when we shall lay down our burden and study war no more. Finally, brethren, after a while, the battle will be over. For that day when we shall lay down our burden and study war no more. Finally, brethren, after a while, the battle will be over. For that day when we shall lay down our burden and study war no more. Finally, brethren, after a while, the battle will be over. For that day when we shall lay down our burden and study war no more. The battle will be over. The battle will be over.
There will be no more.
The battle will be over.
There will be no more.
The battle will be over.
There will be no more.
The battle will be over.
If you like that track by Moby, you should know that you can listen to the entire record called Wait For Me on the NPR Music site from June 15th through the 30th. It's part of our First Listen series. To hear current records playing in our First Listen series, go to npr.org/firstlisten. The Choir of Young Believers is mostly a choir of one. Yannis Noia Makrianis is a Danish musician. He moved to the Greek island of Samos, where he, along with some friends, put together the Choir of Young Believers. And now he's back in Copenhagen and created a hauntingly great record called This Is For the White In Your Eyes. This song is called Hollow Talk.
Echo starters across the room. Trembling noises that come too soon. Spatial movement which seems to near. Resonating a mask of fear. Hollow talk in a hollow gun. Thoughts that I find the root of pain. Said it was good, never said it was near. shadow rises and you are here. Back to the beginning. Silence ceases, a clouded room. Light is shed, not a breath too soon. Darkness rises in all you do. Just tighten your jaw and then cross the room. Spatial movements are born of love. Shadows scatter without a fire. There's never been bad, there's always been true. Muted whisper of things you move.
The song is called Hollow Talk from a CD by the Choir of Young Believers. That CD comes out August 18th. It's called This Is for the White in Your Eyes. And if you want to hear more from this band, there's a track that's available for purchase from this record called Action Reaction. The music of Lightning Dust is the sound of Amber Weber and Josh Wells. you may know. Their music from the Vancouver band Black Mountain. A good number of songs on this CD are piano-based, recorded when the duo spent 5 days in a studio with a Steinway. The arrangements on this record are much more lush than the spare first record they did. The track I love best is the CD's closing track. This one feels more like an outtake from an early King Crimson record. The Lightning Dust CD is called Infinite Light, and this song is called Take It Home.
Thank you.
the music of Lightning Dust from a CD called Infinite Light. That record comes out on the 4th of August. I could have spent the entire show talking about the next release. For years, there's been word on Neil Young and his archives project. Well, Neil Young has gone through old sessions, concerts, albums, and photographs, putting together the biggest box set I've ever seen. The package I have is 8 DVDs, a leather-bound book, a coupon to download all the music, and this only takes us to 1972. It's called Neil Young Archives Volume 1. Picking just one song from that period is tough, but in the end, I went with choosing a song that I loved, but a version that I'd never heard. This is Neil Young and Crazy Horse live at the Fillmore East in 1970, and a version of Down by the River. I'm Bob Boylan, and remember to tell us your favorite 3 CDs of the year so far, along with your favorite 3 songs. Go to npr.org/allsongsblog. We'll put all these nominations into a list, and then in about a week, you can vote on the best music of the year so far. Follow us on Twitter at allsongs. Coming up at the 9:30 Club, we have Metric on Thursday, June 18th. We have recent concerts by Dan Deacon, St. Vincent, and Passion Pit online, along with a few hundred other complete concerts. Go to npr.org/allsongs or subscribe to the All Songs Considered live concert podcast. Our show producer is Robin Hilton. Stephen Thompson edits the show. Our intern is Camden Andrews. I'm Bob Boylan for NPR Music. It's All Songs Considered.